When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Minutes away from the two grand slam. Heather, what's going on in the news?
Well, we've got to talk about Milton. Hurricane Milton brought catastrophic winds and a life-threatening storm surge after slamming into Florida's west coast Wednesday night. It left more than 3 million people without power. Areas obviously were flooded with water. It hit near Siesta Key with winds of up to 120 miles per hour. It has since downgraded to a category one. I think it's even off Florida now. But a series also of just horrific tornadoes swept across the state. Deaths have been confirmed in St. Lucie County, where they say 17 tornadoes hit in just 20 minutes.
It's wild watching the people talk about this and the videos coming out of Florida. It's wild.
It is. I've seen a lot of the videos about Tropicana Field. I mean, the roof just annihilated, ripped off. There's videos with like the fabric flapping in the wind. And at the time, it was being used as a shelter for hundreds of first responders. I think they were actually moved. Nobody was injured. There's no injuries reported there, but it is, I mean, we knew it was going to be powerful, but it is, it's startling when you see those images for sure. Let's see what else I got. Oh, a Northern Michigan man was arrested after he was caught swapping barcodes at a Walmart so that he didn't have to pay full price for these items. And I don't know if you guys saw his mugshot. He looks like he could be Dave Coulier's like long lost cousin, or just like it was a really rough night for Dave Coulier. Like that's what it looked like. Anyway, it was not him. I don't believe it's a cousin, but he visited a Cadillac Walmart several times between September 1st and September 10th, swapped all these barcodes before scanning them. He got more than $1,700 worth of items for less than $500. And he was caught, he was busted, he was arrested and charged with one count of first degree retail fraud.
I was gonna say, there's cameras all over the self-checkouts.
Wait, I mean, you're gonna get caught. Like, what? Okay, you get away with it once? Okay, fine. But you keep coming back over and over and over, you're going to get busted. Yeah. What are you doing?
Come on, man.
Why is the guy leaving with a flat screen TV, but he's only getting rung up for red delicious apples?
A Lincoln Park man is facing charges after threatening to kill an Oakland County road worker. So back in August, this guy, 38-year-old Kenneth Oliver, he drove like over construction cones, got into a construction zone. And when the road worker witnessed that he was behind the wheel, she honked her horn and then also turned on her lights to kind of warn all of the other road members, the road crew. Well, apparently that ticked him off enough. He got out of his car, started yelling at this woman, pounding on her truck. He was charged at the time with careless driving. Well, weeks later, he allegedly threatened to beat this road worker to death. And this was all in a message sent on an Oakland County Road Commission social media account. And then he also said that he was going to shoot the victim and her family. And he ended his message by saying, "I got weapons." Yeah. So he was arrested and charged with malicious use of a telecommunications device.
As you should.
Oh, my goodness. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are not engaged, despite Troy Aikman's claim. So on ESPN's Monday Night Football, the game between the Chiefs and the Saints, Aikman referred to Swift as Kelce's wife. The missus, I think it was his
terminology.
Yes, he said
the missus. And then Joe Buck immediately tried to say, hey, My daughters have told me, be very careful. I know you think you're funny, Dad. Don't make any jokes. Uh-huh.
Well, then he kind of doubled down on his claim later on this podcast. And he said that he was told by some source that the two were very likely engaged. So he said, no, I got my sources say, well, another source close to the couple says, hey, this is fake news. Stop spreading these rumors. They're not
fake
engaged.
News.
Yeah, it's not true. They're not engaged. They are still happily dating, but that. The source kind of said, hey, just a couple of weeks ago, you were saying the two were broken up when she didn't show up at a Chiefs game. And now they're engaged and getting married. So they just said, slow down. They're just still dating.
Yeah.
Yes. Tigers fans, man, we knew they would, but they showed up yesterday. The Tigers announced that there were 44,885 people at Comerica Park, which is the largest attendance for a post game at Comerica Park in its history. So pretty darn incredible. Could be more today. We'll see the record, overall record, 45,280 fans. Let's see if we can break that. I don't know if you can.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
They got standing room.
They do.
Yeah. I mean, you could bring one more.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
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 Let's get to the two grand slam. That's Heather with the news.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.